KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelei Kinnean, and it's 9:02. Yes on two or no on two. On August 28th, voters will decide whether or not the state of Alaska will reinstate the Coastal Zone Management Program, the second initiative on the ballot. At last night's council meeting, Nome Mayor Denise Michaels asked the council to take an official stance on the matter. The Alaska Municipal League and a majority of coastal communities are endorsing the initiative, saying management and coordination between communities, agencies, and citizens is needed. Opposition to the initiative has come out from the State Chamber of Commerce and the Resource Development Council, just to name two agencies. They say the measure would create confusion and legal uncertainty and adds another unnecessary layer of government. Supporters of the Coastal Zone Management Program say without it, the federal government makes decisions for Alaskans. The Nome Common Council will decide the city's stance on the initiative, and Mayor Michaels clearly states she is supportive of reinstating the program.
For us as a coastal community and as a coastal state, we need a coastal management program. And my question to RDC was, please provide me the specifics of what you disagree with in the current initiative, and let's work together to work with our legislators in Juneau to put in what your concerns are.
The council will review the language of the initiative before the next council meeting in a few weeks. Councilman Stan Anderson asked that a resolution endorsing the initiative be prepared so discussion can take place. In other business, Councilman Stan Anderson asked that a resolution be prepared so that the council can decide whether or not Cowarrick will be a part of the new museum the city got funding for.
Instead of pushing and kicking that one around, whether we're going to combine Cowarrick into our museum or not.
Cowarrick approached the city saying they'd like to partner with the city with the new museum being designed and constructed. That resolution should be prepared for the next council meeting on July 9th. The council will meet in a special meeting tomorrow to discuss the status of the Richard Foster Memorial Building that will house the new Carrie M. McLean Memorial Museum. The legislature has decided that regulating alcohol should no longer be the job of the Department of Public Safety. Dave Donaldson reports the Alcohol Beverage Control Board was transferred to the Department of Commerce in a bill that the governor signed earlier this month. Anchorage Republican Mike Hawker sponsored the latest move, saying the new executive spot in Commerce addresses some important issues. He says alcohol needs regulating for administrative licensing and compliance activities. He says the duties of the ABC board will not change with the move. It will have the same functions in dealing with an industry where most of the vendors are legal. He says the Department of Commerce will reflect a more appropriate balance.
When you're a hammer, everything looks like a nail. When the agency was housed in the Department of Public Safety, every alcohol vendor looked like a potential criminal who had not been caught yet. And that was just the wrong way to approach a legal industry, you know, albeit an industry that has its problems.
Hawker says the state's laws against bootlegging, underage drinking, and selling without a license will still be enforced by public safety officers. However, Matt Felix is the executive director of the National Council on Alcoholism and Drug Dependence in Juneau.
It's really a step backwards in the effort to improve the health and safety of this state.
Felix says the industry's interest in moving the board comes after just a few years of heightened law enforcement efforts, and he says those efforts were showing positive results in controlling some of the biggest problems of alcohol misuse.
It was obviously a dumbing down of the ABC board and their effectiveness as a regulator of the industry, and that's what the industry was after, and there was no need for it. They're fairly toothless as it is. The statutes are old and out of date, and the liquor industry had its way.
He says before the move, the board had the weight of the entire public safety establishment to motivate enforcement efforts. Under Commerce, he doesn't anticipate the same success in controlling misuse of alcohol. Hawker says he has already discussed with the governor the option of moving the regulation back to public safety in the event the move proves to have negative effects. A federal three-judge panel is scheduled to hear arguments Thursday in the case involving Alaska's new redistricting plan. Several Alaska Natives are asking the panel to bar the state from implementing the plan until the U.S. Justice Department weighs in on it. Alaska is one of the states required to submit redistricting plans or proposed election changes to justice to ensure the plans aren't discriminatory. Attorneys for the state say this requirement is unconstitutional, and they want the judges to deny the plaintiffs' requests. Lieutenant Governor Mead Treadwell, in a recent statement, said Congress has no basis to micromanage Alaska's elections. The Alaska Supreme Court had earlier approved use of the plan for this year's elections, but any plan must pass muster, both with the courts and justice. The state health department says the percentage of overweight and obese students in the Anchorage School District declined from 38% to 36% during the past eight school years, while the change between the 2002 and 2003 and the 2010 and 2011 school years is small. The department says it's statistically significant. Andrea Finotti, the department epidemiologist who conducted the study, says it means the decline is unlikely due to chance. Alaska's chief medical officer says he's encouraged by the findings. He says the school district implemented important changes and his department also is tackling the obesity issue. The department says during the study, the district banned the sale of junk food and soda in schools, adopted a wellness policy, and increased the time provided for elementary physical education each week. Kodiak runner Trevor Dunbar is advancing to the finals in the U.S. Olympic trials being held at Hayward Field in Eugene, Oregon. He finished third Monday in the first of two 5,000-meter preliminary heats and now will compete in Thursday's finals, which will begin at 6:38 in the evening and can be seen live on NBC Sports or GCI Channel 39. The top three runners will advance to the London Olympics. Dunbar was sixth on the final lap, but passed three runners down the final stretch to finish in 13 minutes, 49.19 seconds. Dunbar's time ranks 11th among the 16 runners. The price of gold in New York is down $12.80 an ounce to $1,573.50. An ounce of silver is down 55 cents to $27.09. A pound of zinc, 80 cents. A look at Alaska Airlines Flight 151. It landed in Nome at 9:02 and is expected to depart to Anchorage on time at 9:47. It's unofficially 49 degrees at the sunny KNOM studios, 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.